Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, God bless you once again. Welcome to the Mind of Christ Covenant Ministries Broadcast Hour. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. On tonight, we're grateful once again for God's goodness. Amen. For His grace, for Him blessing us. Amen. To be here once again, to be able to come. Amen. To share with you once again. Amen. God has been good to us and have blessed us and opened doors for us. And we are grateful tonight. We are thanking God for, amen, another opportunity, amen, for breath in our bodies, amen, another day that was not promised to us, amen. We're grateful. Tonight we have in-studio guests tonight with us, and we're grateful tonight, a true man of God, someone who knows the Word, who loves the Word, and who loves God's people, amen, someone who has a heart, amen, for God's people. Amen, for in his desire to see God's people blessed, amen, and living, amen, a quality lifestyle in the Lord, amen. None of this in my own, amen, this is my, not only a brother in the Lord, but my biological brother, amen, Pastor Willis Tate Jr., amen, also known to some as Bill, amen. We're grateful tonight for him sharing, amen, with us on tonight. In the Word of God, we've been kind of dealing, amen, with temptation, amen, and how to stay above temptation and how to deal, amen, with temptation when it comes and as it comes, amen, and also growing through it and defeating it, amen. On last week, amen, we were kind of discussing, amen, a little bit of it, defeating temptation. Amen. Knowing and recognizing temptation, amen, when it's there, and not allowing yourself to be tripped or tripped up, amen, when the temptation comes, but being victorious and living a victorious life, amen. And that's what we want to do in this walk with Christ. Every day with Christ is another level higher. Another, amen, a new realm and another level higher, amen. So we want to be able, amen, to face these things when they come, recognize them, amen, and not allow the enemy to trip us up, amen, or to trick us again and to fall into the temptation. The Bible tells us to be as wise as serpent, amen, but as harmless as doves. Amen. It lets us know in his word to watch and to pray. Amen. And while we're praying, amen, amen. Sometimes, amen, we were growing up, amen, our leader would teach us, amen, when we're praying, amen, when the man of God or the leader is up praying for the people, amen, somebody has to be watching, amen. While the prayer was going on, everybody, amen, in the building or in the church can't have their eyes closed. Somebody has to be watching. Amen, while the prayer is going on. Amen. And he said, in order to do that, amen, what we have to do is develop a prayer life at home. Amen. In our personal lives, develop a prayer life. Don't just wait to pray, say, when we come to church, when we get into the house of the Lord, but develop a prayer life, amen, at home. That way, when you are in the house of the Lord, it's not hard to get your breakthrough. It's not hard to get your connection because you're already in tune with God. You're already in tune with the Spirit of the Lord and how He wants to work on what He's, and you're open to what He's saying and which way He wants to go. Amen. And that's how we are able to defeat our temptations, but also how we're able to be a blessing to someone else. And that's what we want to do. Amen. Is to live our lives to where we are a blessing. Amen. To someone else. Amen. Amen. We're just grateful tonight, as I was saying, for my brother, Pastor Willis Tate, Jr., amen, a true man of God, amen. I'm grateful tonight that he has taken out the time to be with us, amen, and to share, amen, in the Word of God on tonight, amen. For scripture on tonight, we want to like to go, if you don't mind, to 1 Corinthians. And I'll say the 13th verse, part about the 13th verse, okay? The scripture says God is faithful. God is faithful. He will keep the temptation from becoming so strong that you can't stand up against it. He will show you a way out so that you will not give in to it. You see that? The Lord has provided a way of escape for us that we don't have to give in to the temptation. What we have to learn to do, and it's something that I had to learn to do in this walk, and so we don't get this thing overnight, amen, walking with the Lord and being victorious and living a victorious life is a daily walk, amen. And so don't expect, amen, to be on the top of the mountain so as soon as you do this thing, because you're not going to be on top of the mountain. Amen. It's a daily walk with the Lord, a daily walk with the Lord. Each and every day we're learning how, what to or what not to do with the Lord. Amen. Did you not know that there are sins of omission and sins of commission? There are sins that we are aware of that we're doing. And then there are sins that we're not even aware of. There are sins that we are doing that we're not even aware that we are committing a sin. Amen. Because the Lord has not revealed it to us, allowed us to know it. By us walking with him and getting closer to the Lord, he lets us know, okay, what something may be that we don't necessarily have to have. The Bible says, lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us, that we can run the race that's set before us. All right? So as we laying aside the weights and the sin, some things the Lord will come to us and reveal to us that we don't need to do anymore. It doesn't necessarily have to be a sin. It could be a weight. It could be something that's hindering you or that would hinder you or something that would prevent you or something that would kind of slow the process of your blessing or your breakthrough. The Lord's desire, it is the Lord's will that we prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. He wants us to be happy and enjoy, but the things that we're to enjoy on this earth are not to supersede the spiritual things of the Lord. Amen? The things of the Lord is what's going to get us to the other side. These things on this earth is going to stay right here. Amen? We're going to leave them right here. Amen? Right quick, I had a chance on this week to, the other day to watch a channel called Bounce. Amen? And they aired the homegoing celebration or service for Muhammad Ali. And they had different ones that got up to have words from every aspect of life, every culture, every faith or belief. They were there. And what I loved about his walk or his from when he stood against the United States and the government for the Vietnam War, he caused a lot of other men's lives to be saved. When he made a stand of who he was and who he is and declared it and decreed it, and he was that to the utmost. And the life that he lived, he was not a violent man. His fight was in the ring, and he fought with his mind, okay? He used his brain, his mind, to fight. When the government tried to strip him of his title and everything, he walked and continued his path because he had faith and believed in Allah. And he had faith and belief in the true teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And he But by faith, he walked courageously this walk. And in the end, it paid off. If you paid attention, his life was constant. It was a struggle there, but it was victory and constant victory on top of victory because of his faith and his belief in his God and his conviction and what he believed in. And you can't tell me that if you stand and make a stand for God and your convictions keep you and hold you, even when Muhammad Ali had temptations, no doubt there were temptations around different things, but he kept his faith and his walk with God. Now, people can say what they want, but there's only one God, whether we call him Allah, the great spirit in the sky, or whatever we may address him as, or who we address him as. He's almighty. The Indian chiefs, they had the tribal Indians were there, and they said, mentioned about the great spirit, and they're talking about God. The Muslims were there, they're talking about God, Allah, God. Even the Jewish people were there. People were there. Rabbis were there. And they had words and expressing the love that this man showed. And it made no difference. It made no difference that he was a Muslim. And they made it clear that he was a Muslim, not the radical, not the crazy, not the violent Muslim. Peaceable, lovable Muslim who love God, who are about right and for justice. And that's what it's all about. And when you make a stand for something, the old folks used to say, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. But he made a stand. And we have to make a stand in our lives. Amen. When it comes to our walk with God, when it comes to what we believe in and who we believe in, we have to be allow our convictions to make it even the more severe, oppressing. That yes, in spite of the trouble or the turmoil, in spite of the temptations that are around me, even that are in my face right now, and some of us are facing temptations even now, and even though we're facing the temptation, because he just told us that we have a God who is faithful and he's just, he's already provided a way of escape. He's already made a way out. All we have to do is just trust him. All we have to do is just follow him. I'm learning and had to learn even the more so in my walk with God. Amen. And me becoming and coming more into the ministry, which was something I did not want. You know, you have some that want to be in the ministry. And they run for it, they strive for it. Well, I wasn't that one. Amen. I didn't want to be a preacher. I didn't want to be on the front line because I was already pre-groomed, if you will, on the requirements and what was going to take place being a minister or being on the front line. You see, frontline soldiers, amen, they head to battle first. They're that's what they call frontline soldiers because they head into the battle first. They, as you say, they initiate. They're the ones that get it going. And then you have the soldiers that bring up the rear, amen, the back or whatever, that will you know, come into the fight as the fight is already in progress, already in full effect. Then they come in and they clean up the scraps or kill or take care of what's left. But you have frontline soldiers who are pressed and ready for battle, who are geared up, who have their ammunition and their weapons, and they're ready for battle. They're not afraid of battle. They're not afraid to die for what's right, to die in the army of the Lord, because they know, and we know that our reward is great. Amen. We know that when this is all over, there is a greater reward. Amen. Preacher was ministering and sharing on today, amen, about the greater one on the inside, that we have this blessed hope in earthen vessels, amen. We have this hope, and that is Christ Jesus, amen, that he has provided a way of escape for us when we are faced with our temptations and we are faced with things that the enemy would bring to try to defeat us and to wipe us out. The Lord has provided a way of escape. He is faithful and he is just. Amen. There hath no temptation I'm reading from the King James Version, said, "There is no temptation taking you, but such is common to man, but God." And see, he was talking about that but today, amen. He said, we all, amen, we all need amens in our life. We all need some extra buts in our life, amen. But God, but God, in spite of the temptation, but God, in spite of what I'm facing right now, but God. In spite of what I'm feeling in my body right now, and I know that God has promised me my healing, and I'm waiting on my healing, but God. In spite of the pain that I'm feeling right now, but God. We have to put that but there. And some of us need to put more buts in our lives. Amen. Stop accepting, always accepting defeat, always accepting negativity, always accepting, amen, a downtroddenness or a downtrodden spirit. Stop accepting all this. And learn how to stand up, amen. Learn how to speak up, amen. I had a friend of mine on today. He kind of had to laugh at me, amen. He had to laugh at me, kind of snicker at something. Because, you see, I'm the type of person, and I believe, and I know everybody's different, but I believe that when something's bothering you or something is troubling you, I believe in speaking up, amen. There is a way. A right way to speak up and to allow someone to know and to let them know, amen, what you're doing is not right or it's bothering me or I'm a little annoyed, irritated, or what have you. And there's a nice way, there's a way to go about sharing with someone and letting someone, amen, know something's up, what's going on. Amen. And so it was something that I was asked to do. And this was asking maybe the fourth or fifth time I was asked to do this particular thing. I didn't like doing this particular thing. I was not comfortable doing this particular thing. It wasn't, I guess you could say, it wasn't my spirit man. The spirit man wasn't comfortable, amen, doing this. And so it was asked again. And so this time I spoke up. I said, there's no need for me to go talking about it to nobody, telling nobody dislikes or what have you, when I can approach the situation and tell the person, amen. And I just don't believe in the person complaining. And I tell them, stop complaining about something that you can change. Why are you complaining about something that you can change, something that you can speak up on and fix or correct? Why are you complaining about it? Amen. Stop complaining about this thing and go ahead on and put it in order. Set things in order. Amen. Set it right, in other words, and stop complaining about it. So the opportunity presented itself. And see, God has always provided a way. If you really desire to know and want to do better, He will provide a way. And so I asked the Lord to provide a way, and He did that. He provided a way for me. So when He provided a way, of course, I stepped in and I took it. And so I said, this thing, particular thing, you know, I'm not happy with it. I'm not comfortable with it. I'm getting the permission to the person. I'm happy with it. And I don't particularly want to do it and everything. You know, why is it? And so he goes, he explained to me what the reason for. And I said, well, I'm not happy with that. So I'd rather not do it. And went on from there. And so after we talked about it, I shared with him, let him know. Everything moved on from there. Amen. But I had to let things, my point was making was I let him know I'm not comfortable. My spirit man wasn't comfortable. So there's no need in me keep doing something that makes me uncomfortable. You see what I'm saying? When you can speak up. You don't have to hurt someone's feelings or be nasty with it, but there is a nice way, amen, to go about sharing with someone and letting them know, amen, what's what, amen. There's always a way out, always. See, ignoring the temptation is far more effective than fighting it. And see, this is something that I had to learn as well. And I said, ignore. You can ignore. When you ignore temptation, it's far more effective than fighting it. Once your mind is on something else, the temptation loses its power. So when temptation calls on you or calls you on the phone, Don't argue with the phone. Just drop the receiver. You see what I'm saying? There's a way out. You don't have to take yourself through the ringer. Some of us take ourselves through some things that we don't even have to go through. Extra stuff. And then we go, Lord, why? Lord, why? Lord, why? No, it ain't the Lord why. It's you. You have the power. You have the control, amen, to nip it. So when the temptation comes, if you ignore it, then that was there. Where the temptation would have been, as you like I said, this is something that I had to learn myself, and I'm not telling you something that I'm reading out of a book. I'm telling you from experience, all right? I had to replace that temptation and ignore it and would put something else there. So what I did was the time that I spent, this temptation would catch me up and I'd be caught up into this temptation. I found myself then now reading more books, getting more into the Word, getting more, researching more, reading interesting book or literature, you know, reading something that's going to enhance my brain, newspapers or articles that will enhance my mind. And I found that the more I occupied it, even there are times when I had to find myself, I got up and had to go for a walk. Gotta get out. Sometimes you have to get out, go for a walk, get out the house, get out from around that particular temptation and go, get away from it and go for a walk. But the more you find yourself occupying your time and your energy with something else other than that thing, where that in the space where that's becoming more easier for you, amen, to overcome it, to reduce temptation, keep your mind occupied with God's word and other good thoughts. All right? Paul told Timothy to think on these things. Whatsoever things are lovely, of good report, whatever things are kind, whatsoever things are joyous and peaceful, all these things, there's so many things that you can think of to bring pleasant and wonderful thoughts that you don't have time to be sitting up trying to woe with me. You don't have time for the woe with me. There's so many wonderful things to think about that you can occupy and fill that, fulfill that and feel that faith. Amen. You defeat bad thoughts by thinking of something better. This is the principle of replacement. You overcome evil with good. At 9:30, amen, I'm going to turn it over to, amen, Pastor Tate and let him go ahead with it, amen. Amen. Reveal your struggle. Sometimes it's good to have a good prayer partner. You can't tell your secrets to everybody. You can't tell what you're going through to everybody. Amen. Sometimes you have to step back and keep your mouth shut and say, Lord, you send me someone that I can talk to. Send me someone, Lord, that I can confide in. Someone, Lord, that won't judge me. Someone, Lord, that will just like they can come to me, Lord, I want to be able to go to them. And we can take our burdens to the Lord in prayer. We can go to God in prayer. And my partner can go to the Lord for me in my behalf. And I can go in their behalf, and we can talk to God and tell God, Lord, you touch, Lord, you deliver, Lord, you give them strength, Lord, you take them through, amen? So find you somebody, and if you can't find nobody, you get to yourself and be to yourself and God, and then God minister to you. See, there's some of us that the Lord won't allow us to have nobody to confide in and talk to. Some of us, the Lord is saying, I want you to talk to me. That's how he did with the children of Israel. Uh-huh. He said, told the children of Israel, I don't want you worshiping no other gods. You stop fellowshipping and getting connected with all these old off tribes and people, and you picking up their traditions and their customs and worshiping these off gods. He said, I am a jealous God. I brought you out. I'm the one. And I will not have nobody else. And so the Lord is saying, I want all that glory. I deserve it, and it belongs all to me. All right? So we have to find somebody that we can talk to. Lord, amen, be that one that we could talk to, because it's always good to be able to talk to somebody. There are times when I go for a walk, and while I'm walking, I've had individuals to tell me, you know, down the road days later and share with me, say, I saw you the other day walking and everything down the street. Who were you talking to? Who were you talking to? Some days I have my headphones in, and some days I don't. But I go for me a walk, and I talk to the Lord. I have a talk with the Lord. Some of my days that I talk with the Lord, my conversation with the Lord, is not good. I'm keeping it real with you. I'm going to be honest with you. Some of the days I'm having a fit, and I'm talking to the Lord as I'm walking, and I'm having my little fit. And the Lord is so merciful, and he allows me to have my little fit. He allows me to say what I'm, all I'm saying, and get, and after I get through saying all I'm saying and get it all out and everything, he's still God. He's still Almighty God. He's still merciful. He's still faithful. That's what I love about him. He's always faithful. And when I get through going through what I go through, and he allows me to calm myself right on down, and when I calm myself on down, I said, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me, Lord. But what I think I said, I did. But he allows me to vent. He allows me to talk to him. I have no one I can go to and talk to, so I talk to God. And guess what? He talks to me. But you have to develop a relationship with him. Amen. Allow him to be that one you can confide in. Tell him your problems. The old folks say, take your burden to the Lord and leave him there. Tell him your problem. He's a God that cares. He said, cast all of your cares on him because he cares for you. Amen. He's a God that cares. Amen. He's a God that cares. And all we have to do is trust him and allow him to be that God that cares, and he'll do just that. God bless you tonight. I turn you to the hands of Pastor Nkechi. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, sir. We thank you tonight.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless his name.
Yes.
Bless his name. Bless his name.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know if I was being heard or not.
You on. Yes, sir. You on. Yes, sir.
Yeah, but I just want to say thank God for his goodness.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
I was listening. My heart was just filling up. My cup was running over because goodness and mercy.
Yes, sir.
Goodness and mercy has followed me, Lord.
Yes,
have mercy.
That's
thank
it.
You, Jesus. I mean, chase me down when I was at some point running away from it.
All right, right. Yes, God.
But it's not of my goodness, but it's of his goodness. So
yes.
I wanted to clarify that before I moved on any further, if you will permit me, because,
yeah, right.
This does not apply to those that's not saved.
Mm-hmm.
You're not tempted. Matter of fact, you're better than the one who's playing like they got it and don't have it.
All right.
Because, you see, you can get saved.
Hmm.
I'm not lukewarm. I'm giving my life to the Lord.
Yes.
And not because I chose him. He chose me.
Mm-hmm.
He came and got me out of a horrible pit of sin. David said I was in the muck and the mire. He came and got me.
Yes, he did.
Glory
yes.
to God. And look, I'm so glad about that tonight.
Thank
so
you.
Then when he came and got you, then there's this deception that you're totally perfect now,
okay.
And you ain't going to make no mistakes. Well,
mm-hmm.
That's a lie from the pit of hell.
All right.
Because sanctification is a process
mm-hmm.
of deliverance. Lord
yes.
have mercy. See, you are sanctified and set apart when you receive Jesus as his own child.
That's
but
it.
Then there are parts of your life that have to be changed
mm-hmm.
after that.
Okay.
Now, how do I know this? Because I read in Philippians chapter 1 that he had begun a good work
uh-huh.
and faithful to complete it. That means a work in process and
okay.
a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
However, I don't expect to be the same way 3 years from now. I know I'm not in the same position I was 3 years ago.
Or right.
else something is wrong with the salvation work. And I know ain't nothing wrong with that, so it has to be me. Now,
okay.
do I have things that I'm being challenged with? Of course.
Yes.
Because
yes.
the adversary comes to the part that's still connected to this earth, and that's the flesh.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Now, watch this. I was listening to the passage you was reading here in 1 Corinthians
mm-hmm.
chapter 10, verse 13. But if you'll permit me, I'm going to read from a text called the Amplified. And I'm going to go to verse 12.
Okay.
And it says, therefore, let anyone who thinks he stand, who feels sure that he has a steadfast mind and is standing firm, take heed lest he fall into sin. Now, I can't get cocky when God is doing the work.
All right.
Pride comes in to make us think that we can see that we can do something we can't. I need to say this because I was raised Pentecostal, and I have to realize I don't do the work to be saved. He does.
That's it.
I just yield to His will.
Okay.
And therefore, when I fall short, I'm so glad tonight that I don't have to go back and roll on the altar again. I don't have to throw up all over again. I don't have to be doused and all over again. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with being purged. I'm saying that once you've been saved, then you have an advocate with the Father who is faithful and just to forgive.
Right.
Now, here's the problem. Here's the problem. Pride don't want us to operate in the anointing of repentance.
Okay.
Lord, have mercy.
That's it.
That means if I find something wrong in my life, I'm not going to cover it up. It's a condition I need to get rid of.
That's
Lord,
it.
Have mercy.
Yes, sir.
I want to be more like Jesus. Jesus didn't sin.
Okay.
Lord, have mercy. Jesus didn't cuss. Jesus didn't fall out. Jesus didn't lose his temper. Lord, have mercy.
All
did
right.
he have anger? Did he have spiritual indignation?
Mm-hmm.
Was he moved against sin? Yes.
Yes.
But he didn't. What we call losing our temper is really allowing our flesh to mandate the decision.
That's
Lord,
it.
Have mercy.
That's
and
it.
I said, Lord, I need your help tonight. I'm going to lean on you. And
all
so
right.
when I thought that I had stood, that was when I was being set up for a fall. But now watch this. For no temptation, that is described as no trial, is no trial regarded as enticing to sin.
Mm-hmm.
So a temptation is always to entice you to sin.
Uh-huh.
No matter how it comes, or where it leads, has overtaken you, laid hold on or on you, or is common to man. That means all of us go through the same area of temptation through life. An unbeliever is just tempted to do what they normally do and go beyond their moral standards.
Yeah.
A believer is tempted to break code so he can be out of fellowship with the Lord. But see, the devil planned that, but God had another plan. I'll share that with you in just a moment.
All right.
And so what he says is, that it is no temptation or trial that has come upon you that is beyond human resistance, that is not adjusted, that has not been adapted, that is not belonging to the human experience. Lord, have mercy.
All right.
As such as a man can bear. We got to stop saying, I can't take this. I don't know how much more of this I can take. No, what we need to do is turn to him who's able to keep us from falling and present us without spot and without blemish. I heard the man of God say, it's time to get back to your word. And stop talking to the other fella, as our late bishop used to say. Don't talk to the other fella. You know, I don't talk. When I know I'm wrong, why would I talk to somebody who's wrong, too?
That's right.
I want to talk to somebody who's going to say right now. Watch this. Flesh don't always want to receive it. And a soul that has not, or a mind that has not been transformed, temporarily rejects it or wants to repel it because it's not ready to make the change. But that's why we have to bring our thoughts under subjection, that we have to bring our minds into obedience. That's why we have to activate the mind of Christ. If you are born again, you got another mind.
That's it.
So we got to stop leaning to the old mind. Now somebody say old nature. I can't use that word because nature means what's natural. What's natural for a believer is to trust God and love God. What's natural for flesh is the flesh. But you're supposed to, in power, overtake that flesh and stop. You don't let the flesh dictate to you what decisions to make and where to go. You turn to your flesh and say, you're under my control. Paul said to one group and said, listen, I pray that your spirit, soul, and body be presented. The Lord have mercy. And sanctified. Now, wait a minute. Why did he say that? Because the early man, the Adam, governed his body by his mind which is called the soul.
Mm-hmm.
And his soul was governed by his spirit.
Okay.
Now, he could talk to God without opening his mouth because God is spirit, and he was spirit on the inside. So their communications and thought life was always flowing because it was in the spirit.
All
now,
right.
when he sinned, a disconnection came, and he fell into the soulish physical realm of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Adam had to try to learn how to function. And it took him 900 years to die because he was learning how to in the flesh with a carnal mind. That means this is a mind that fell from revelation to information.
All right.
And broke it on down from what I'm learning to what I'm, Lord have mercy. Now, I'm not discerning any longer. I'm learning, Lord have mercy.
That's
and
it.
So then being born again, I have access to this all over again. And I wasn't even born with this until I was born.
Again.
So then every test that I come upon, it's been adjusted for me.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
It's been adapted for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it belongs to my experience that makes me have a closer walk with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord, watch this, but God, there's that but God again, but God is faithful to his word and to his compassionate nature.
All right.
Lord, mercy. Somebody say, God can't be nothing but God. Glory to God. And he can be trusted not to let you be tempted and tried and assuaged beyond your ability. That's your supernatural ability, your born-again ability. Tried. He will not allow you to be tried. Lord, I need to put a little emphasis on it.
All right.
Assuaged beyond your ability and strength of resistance and power to endure. Wait a minute. Oh, these are your? Well, where did I get this from? It wasn't the strength you had before. It's the strength you obtained through Christ Jesus
and
the Holy Ghost. Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
Because if I depended upon myself, I was a wretch unjust done when the Lord came into my life. And 30-plus years ago, I received the Lord as Savior, Lord and Savior. But before then, if I was going to lean on that strength, I'd be right back out there where he got me from.
That's
but glory to God. Even when I fell, he came and picked me up.
Yes, he did.
I have this treasure in earthen vessel. It's called a rescue treasure.
All right.
His hand is upon it. Look what he said. And he can be trusted. My God. I find that many times we need to be honest and say, Lord, you know what? I'm having a problem trusting you.
That's right.
Stop lying and acting like it's no more. I doubt it today. Forgive me. I'm not in a place I should be. Help me, Lord, because we find out in Romans chapter 8, the Holy Ghost helpeth our infirmities. I want to tell you, if you're a doubter and an unbeliever, that's an infirmity. That's a weakness. That's a weakness of a flesh.
Right.
That's a weakness of the mind. I'm telling you, if you keep going back to the same place and doing the same things, that's weakness.
Yes,
that means I need some help. I can't do this on my own. Holy Ghost, help. You don't have to have a fancy prayer to say, Holy Ghost, help. If you're not born again, we're going to pray a prayer in a minute to help you come on into the kingdom because this don't apply to you.
This applies
to blood bought, transformed, Holy Ghost filled, Holy Ghost washed, Holy Ghost separated and sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled believers who are now new creatures. We're a new species. My God, I feel anointing them.
Yes, sir.
Before Jesus came up out of the grave, there was nobody. Now, look at here. When he came up out of the grave, there was nobody like him.
No.
When he poured out the Holy Ghost, now there's nobody like you.
All right.
Have mercy. Because he's the firstborn among many brethren. Lord, have mercy. I don't have time to cover all that tonight,
I just thought I'd
drop that in there. But God is faithful to his word and to his compassionate nature. And he can be trusted not to let tempted and try and assuage beyond your ability and the strength of resistance and the power to endure.
Mm-hmm.
But with the temptation, now check this out. I heard him say it. I heard you say it, Elder. Look what you said. He said, and will with the temptation. Look at here.
All right.
Somebody say, with the test. Glory to that guy. Look, you got the answer that comes with the test.
The temptation.
You got it. Exactly what you need with the test.
With the test. All right.
Going up with the temptation, Jesus was standing there right beside him. Lord, have mercy. When the test showed up, the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
He's not leaving you comfortless.
No, he's
right. Not just be tempted. Be tempted. No, I'm going to let him get tempted. No, I'm going to be right here with you. Somebody forgot that God was in the garden with Adam, but he wasn't talking to him when he made the sin. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
When the woman was there,
right.
God ain't going nowhere. He
That's
just
right.
wasn't talking.
That's
he
all it was.
Lord
That's
have
it.
Mercy.
That's it.
Look, if he's the same today, yesterday, and forever, God changed not, and he is everywhere, and it all belongs to him. He was there.
He was there.
Why didn't he stop him? Because he turned the earth over to man.
Mm-hmm.
He turned everything over to man.
That's
he said, you're in charge, and I want you to decide. He gave us the power to make a decision. I want you to choose to worship me and love me.
That's
I don't
it.
Want you to go after nothing else. And had man stayed where he was, we would be where he is. But
That's
watch
it.
This. We're in a better place because we have the anointing of the second Adam. Lord,
Amber,
let me get
second
place here. Glory to God. Look what he says. But God is faithful to his word and to his compassionate nature. And he can be trusted not to let you be tempted and tried and assuaged beyond your ability and the strength of resistance and the power to endure. But with the temptation, he will always, my God, somebody say always.
Always
also provide the way out, the means of escape to a landing place. Lord, have mercy.
That
you may be able and capable and strong and powerful to bear up under it patiently. And look, if we just take that right there, because I got preached on me right now.
Okay, all right.
I'm not going to go no farther than that. But the man of God mentioned James chapter 1.
Yeah.
I'm going to say James chapter 1, verse 2. Consider it wholly joyful, my brethren, when you are enveloped in and you encounter trials of any sort or fall into various temptations. That's not go into them, fall. That means make a mistake, slip. I'm not talking about going there planning to do
right.
it. Lord have mercy.
All right.
But look what he says. But be assured and understand that the trial and the proving of your faith will bring out endurance and steadfastness and patience. I need patience.
All right.
But let endurance and steadfastness and patience have full play to do a thorough work so that you may be people perfectly and fully developed with no defects, lacking nothing.
Nothing. All right.
And look what he says. If any of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask of the giving God, who gives to everyone liberally, ungrudgingly, without reproaching or fault finding, and will be, look out now, and will be given him.
All right.
Now watch this. Only it must be of faith when you ask, with no wavering, no hesitating, no doubting. For the one who wavers, hesitates, and doubts is like a billowing surge out at sea that is blown hither and thither and tossed by the wind. Now, look, here's the answer to it. For truly, let not such a person imagine that he or she will receive anything he asks for from the Lord. Now, why is this? Because this being is a man of two minds. He is hesitating, dubious, irresolute. He is unstable, unreliable. And uncertain about everything that he thinks and feels and decides. I say to you tonight, make up your mind.
That's it.
For Christ I live, and for Christ
I
die. I didn't say you might not have some tears in your eyes. I didn't say times wouldn't get hard. I didn't say you wouldn't fall down and skin your knees. But now unto him who's able to keep you from falling. This is where we're putting all of our trust and leaning on him. So that when we get to verse 12, it says, blessed. Happy to be envied is the man who is what? Patient under trials and stands up under temptation. For when he has stood the test,
that's it,
and passed the test.
I
want to tell somebody that's listening to this radio broadcast right now, the Lord said to tell you tonight, you didn't sit in just to hear another word. You want to learn how to pass.
The test.
All right. I'm telling you that this patient place comes through the endurance of specific types of tests. And when you overcome the wicked one, every time you do, the victory of it strengthens your faith, whereby you can stand a little longer and stand a lot better. So look what he said. The happy is the man. To be envied is the man who is patient under trial, stands up under temptation. For when he has stood the test and been approved, he will receive the victor's crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him.
All right.
And then let the world say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God.
Right.
For God is incapable of being tempted by what is evil, so therefore he himself tempts no one. Now watch this. I'm going to close out with this because I feel like this is a moment that the Lord is speaking to someone. I'm going to close out with this. You have this treasure in earthen vessels that have been born again. And I want to pause and bring those right quickly into the body that have not received Christ. If you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, now is the time. You might not be in church right now. You might be sitting in front of a television. You might be sitting by the radio. You might be online right now. You might just be on the phone right now. You might be riding down the street. I don't know where you are right now, but the Lord said to speak to you and bring you on in the fold. You know you never gave your life to the Lord. And if you did, you didn't accept him as Savior and Lord. You wanted his rescue, but you didn't want his deliverance and his salvation. Tonight, I want to pray with you. Repeat this after me. I repent of my sin. I give my heart to you, Lord. I denounce the work of Satan in my life. I cast down everything that's not like you, and I turn it over to you, and I ask you to wash me in your blood. I accept your terms of salvation and deliverance, and now I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for finding me tonight, and thank you for being the God that is more than enough. Now, you said that prayer with me tonight. I'm standing in agreement with you that you just entered the kingdom of God
because
you have to acknowledge him as your Lord and your Savior for this salvation. Now I can switch gears. Now, when temptation comes, you have an advocate with the Father who is faithful and just to forgive.
Yes, sir.
And when you are tempted, now you got the answer. Christ, the only way, is standing with every test. The Holy Ghost promised never to leave you nor forsake you.
All right.
And tonight is your night for complete and total deliverance. Will voices come to you? Will winds blow your way? Will waves slash about your feet to try to convince you to get on the same boat and you're sinking? You turn to that and say, in the name of Jesus, I have been bought with the blood of Jesus Christ, and you have nothing in me left. And I cast all my cares on the Lord, and you can take yourself and get away from here. Matter of fact, tell them, oh, I found out you have a place in my life that's under my feet. And you stay there in the name of Jesus. And when you find that moment of weakness, turn to the Lord. Say, Holy Ghost, help. Help.
Yes,
you don't have to be fancy. Say, Holy Ghost, help.
That's it.
And I guarantee you, he will help you be a very present help in the time of need.
Thank you. Amen. 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 We thank God tonight. We pray and hope that all have enjoyed that word of God tonight. Amen. Amen. A special prayer. Amen, for the individuals of Florida, in Orlando, Florida.
Yes.
After seeing the news on this morning and watching how the individuals rallied together and the police and the different individuals in the city rallied together, amen, to help those. Amen. We want to send a special prayer and we want to send love, amen, to all the families, amen, that were affected. Amen. In the death, amen. 50 dead, amen.
Yeah.
And 53 injured, some critical, amen. Hanging on for dear life, amen.
Yeah.
That we want to ask the Lord to touch right now, God, these bereaved families.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus, Lord. Touch them now, their minds, their hearts, Lord. You
yeah.
know the need, oh God, before we ask, you know the need.
Hallelujah.
You know, God, touch right now. Strengthen
right now.
And encourage, oh God. Give them to know that there is yet hope, oh God. Give them to know, God, that there is yet hope, and that hope is in you, oh God. Yes, Lord, touch them right now and encourage and uplift them in the name of Jesus. Each family, as they go through this hour, oh God, this current hour, God, touch them right now. Give them strength. Give them the comfort they need in the name of Jesus, oh God. Touch them right now according to your word, Lord. Save everywhere. Lord, save everywhere, Lord. In the name of Jesus, save everywhere. Even here, oh God, in these streets, oh God, these gang members, oh God, this demon that's killing, oh God, the shooting, taking senseless lives, oh God, touch right now. In the name of Jesus, rebuke the powers of Satan who come to hinder. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the blood prevails tonight against you. In the name of Jesus, don't take another soul, another young person's life in this city. In the name of Jesus, don't take another young person's life in this city. In the name of Jesus, God, you cover them, oh God, and bring them back to you. Draw them back to you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, touch their minds, Lord. Touch their minds and turn their hearts and minds back to you. Give them to know, oh God, that it's in you, oh God, that we live and move and we have our being, oh God. That it's in you, oh God, that we stand and we live on today. Touch them, oh God. Bless your people everywhere according to your word, the saints of God everywhere, the women of God, oh God, who are struggling right now. You have called them and placed the call on their life. But, oh God, because of man and because of tradition, oh God, touch them now and encourage their heart and give them to know, oh God, that you're with them, that you have never left them, and you will always be by their side, oh God, encourage their heart and lift them, oh God, to stand and firm and deliver the word of God. Like you've given them, oh God, touch each and every one. Save the saints' children. God, we pray these blessings on your people everywhere, oh God. In the name of Jesus, cover us with your blood. We thank you tonight. We ask each and every one to tune in on next week. Amen. Praying that the Lord will keep you until we see and talk to you again. Amen. God is doing something miraculous for someone. Amen. You hear our voice on tonight. God has done something miraculous in your life. Your life will never be the same. After tonight, your life will never be the same. Hold on to God's unchanging hand and we'll allow him to make the difference in your life. We say God bless you tonight. We look forward to talking to you again on next week. We love you in Jesus' name. God bless you.